Thank you, Madam President. Indonesia aligns itself with a statement by the Group of 21 on the Paris and would like to share additional views in its national capacity. Indonesia shares concerns regarding the increasing threats to peace and security in outer space. We continue to be concerned over the negative implications of development and deployment of anti-ballistic missile defense system and threat of weaponization of outer space. This development has eroded further the climate conducive to the strengthening of international security. We are also concerned at the negative security consequences of deployment of strategic missile defense system, which could trigger an arms race and lead to further development of advanced missile system and increase the number of nuclear weapons. In this regard, we would like to reiterate that outer space and other celestial bodies are the common heritage of mankind. It must be used, explored, and utilized only for the benefit and interests of all nations for peaceful purposes and in accordance with relevant international laws and instruments. Madam President, we recognize that the existing instruments against militarization and weaponization of outer space are inadequate to deter this trend. We would therefore like to call the Conference on Disarmament to begin negotiation on an international legally binding instrument on the Paris. We continue to believe that there is no replacement for a universal legally binding instrument on Paris. Madam President, we welcome various initiatives, among others, the draft of Treaty on the Prevention of the Placement of Weapons in Outer Space, the threat or use of force against outer space objects, which was presented in 2008 and updated in 2014. The completion of the work of the group of governmental experts and the relevant UNGA resolutions, including Resolution 75/36 and Resolution 77/42. These initiatives could serve as a building blocks for the commencement of negotiation towards adopting an international legally binding instrument on Paris. As a complementary measure, we also recognize the importance of a greater transparency, confidence-building measures, and better information. In this regard, Indonesia takes note of the work of the open-ended working group in elaborating norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior, in particular to promote transparency, capacity building, and international cooperation. However, Madam President, my delegation would also like to reiterate that preventing all risks of the weaponization and arms race in outer space, including through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior, would not be effective without a legally binding instrument which has consensus-based commitment to prevent an arms race in outer space. Therefore, in our view, creating a legally binding instrument is still the most reliable method for the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Indonesia also looks forward to the commencement of the work of the group of governmental experts on Paris. We hope that the future work of this GGE will mutually complement, reinforce the ongoing process, and bring us closer to the establishment of Paris in this conference. To conclude, Indonesia stands ready to engage constructively in efforts to maintain outer space as a peaceful, safe, stable, secure, and sustainable environment. I thank you, Madam President.